Mr. Vice President, Honorable Ministers, Excellencies, Ladies and Gentlemen, at first I would like to express my heartfelt condolences to the government and people of the United Kingdom on the outrageous crime perpetrated by terrorists in Manchester last night. Our prayers are with victims and their families. Latvia aligns itself with the statement of the European Union and its member states. As we all know, healthy and economically active individuals play an essential part in the nation's sustainable development. Latvia has done much to improve its healthcare policy, focusing on quality aspects. As a result, these efforts have been rewarded by a steady increase of life expectancy. Along with the improvement of healthcare quality, programs focused on systematic prevention, timely diagnostics, and qualitative treatment have been developed. Latvia is proud of these many achievements in the past years. For instance, nutrition standards for educational, medical, and social care institutions have been elaborated and introduced. These standards define food quality and the type of products allowed for distribution. Latvia has established strict norms on the availability of unhealthy drinks and junk food in schools, limits on trans fats in food products sold in Latvia, and ban on the sale of energy drinks to underage persons. It's no longer allowed to smoke in the presence of children and pregnant women and others who express an explicit preference not to have someone smoke in their presence. Outdoor advertising of alcohol is also forbidden. In order to coordinate intersectoral and interinstitutional health promotion activities at the regional level, a national healthy municipality network and national health promoting school network have been established in Latvia. Oncology was one of the top priorities last year. A new system called the Green Corridor or Fast Track was introduced. Its main purpose is to ease and facilitate primary diagnostic in cases when oncological disease is suspected, significantly shortening the process towards the necessary diagnostic examinations, specialist consultations, and treatment. Despite significant improvements of the health system, we still are confronted with important challenges. One of them is inequality, and first of all, unequal access to healthcare services, as well as drastic differences in service quality. That is why we need to focus our attention on universal health coverage. It is important to achieve a paradigm shift when we talk about policies for health promotion and inequality reduction. The health sector should not be considered as a resource consumer, but rather as an enabler of vital importance for a strong national economy and well-being of individuals and society as a whole. Furthermore, health is a fundamental human right. That is why we should actively promote and apply the principle of health in all policies. Health is a matter of intersectoral collaboration. When planning their policies, different institutions and organizations, even from areas seemingly unrelated to health, should consider factors that affect health. On the other hand, it's the health sector's responsibility to strengthen this cooperation and to engage stakeholders from other sectors. With that in mind, Latvia needs a strong WHO. A strong WHO which is reformed, efficient, transparent, responsive and providing quality services. Latvia is ready to contribute to the reform process and work with all member states and partners in furthering and achieving the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. Thank you very much for your attention.